We go to every game thinking I don't really look at their stats. You know, a lot of times it's stats. You never know how the points are scored. It could be turnovers in the red zone or defending a short field or wherever it may be. And there's a lot of, depending on who you play, there's a lot of potent offenses in this league. So I think every game is a new game, you know, new challenges for us. They might play us differently from what they play other teams, and we have different players from those other teams that scored as well. So I feel like we match up with the guys we do have. I feel like we match up well against anybody in the NFL. Yeah, I mean, it's just like a sleeping giant, you know. You never know. Sometimes you get to step over him and you don't wake him up, and sometimes you step over and he grabs your leg. So we don't want it to grab our legs, and we're just going out to try to do our job and do the best we can. You know, we're not really worried about them or what their stats have been in the past, but more so what we could do and take care of the things we need to do. We need to have a fast start as an offense. We need to come out firing and get points on the board. You know, can't get to the red zone. We want to end each drive with a kick, you know, whether it's a punt, field goal, or PAT. You know, we don't want any turnovers this week, and take care of the ball and, you know, and try to get some yards and some points.
Martellus.
So I watched the tape, and I just felt like we waited too long to get going. You know, the same thing, you know, just come out and play the way we play it toward in the middle of the game, the whole game. You know, why wait to get started? You know, whether it's, you know, Matt get going early with the runs, the offensive line picking up the blitzes, you know, we can't really afford to make any mistakes against these teams that we're playing in the NFL, because everyone's very good and they could beat you at any time. I think he looks at the tight end a little bit more. Nah, he's been doing a great job. I think, you know, we got a lot of guys in double-digit catches, and that's what we want to do, move the ball around, let a lot of guys get a lot of touches, and every week someone else is having a big game. You never know who it's going to be. So we all know that our time is coming, and just be ready. Be ready so you don't have to get ready. When they call your number, you got to make a numerous amount of plays for us. I think it's the 33.3 rule. You know, we all make up 33% of the team, and we got to make sure our 33% is not 27% every week. So we just got to go out there and do our jobs. The defense is great. They'll do what they need to do every single week, and we just got to hold up our part. We can't worry about the defense, they shouldn't have to worry about us. They should just know that we're going to do our job and hold up our part. I think Alshon's awesome. I mean, he had 200 yards in the game, so they don't get too much more awesome than that. He's a great kid. He works hard every single day. You know, beginning of the year, he didn't have a lot of catches. You know, it was going another way. Last game, they double B, sometimes triple teamed him, and Alshon had one-on-one coverage, and you expect the guy to, when you have a presence like B. Marsh, other guys got to step up. If they're going to double team him, whoever has the one-on-one coverage is going to win, and we feel like all the other guys are going to win the one-on-one coverages, which is going to open up B in the long run, because they're going to have to stop double teaming him. Now they might have to double team Alshon. Now Brandon gets a chance to eat, and I think this is going to be beneficial for everybody in the offense. You know, whether it's me, I like it when those guys get double teamed, because I'm like, hey, I got one-on-one coverage, you know. So I think everybody's going to benefit off of each other playing well. If Alshon keep playing like that, it's going to help Matt. It's going to help Jay. It's going to help me. It's going to help Brandon. And I like it when he balls out. You know, I'm rooting for him. It's not strange for me at all. I don't really care. For the most part, I talk to all the guys all the time, but most of the time we just talk about, they just say, I mean, they miss me having me around, but more so for just having me around. You know, it doesn't have to do anything with football, but just having me around. So a lot of guys, they say they want me to come out early, so at least they get a chance to laugh before the game. So they say, hey, make sure you come out a couple minutes early so, you know, we could talk and, you know, I want to laugh. So I got a lot of good friends on that team. I look forward to seeing them, you know. I root for him when we're not playing against him, but, you know, I hope all of them have bad games this week. For the most part, I think he's going to do a great job, and I think he's a great coach, and he's been in situations where he brought teams that Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, when they first got into the league, he did a great job with them. So I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure they're going to be fired up, and I don't think they're trying to lose games. These guys are coming out playing their hearts out, and they're a team that doesn't quit, so we got to go out there and play.